You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick was kicked out of Parliament for a week for refusing to withdraw her comment calling for MPs to get a spine. Her comments came during a debate on recognising Palestine as a state. She also urged MPs to support her members' bill, which would sanction Israel for its war crimes in Gaza. This comes as Australia, Canada, France, and the United Kingdom have indicated their own plans to recognise a Palestinian state. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told the media last week that a two-state solution is humanity's best hope to break the cycle of violence in the Middle East and to bring an end to the conflict, suffering, and starvation in Gaza. Despite stating that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost the plot, our own Prime Minister Christopher Luxton has refused to commit to recognising a Palestinian state. Caden spoke to Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair Maher Nazal about Swarbrick's removal from Parliament and the need for Aotearoa to take action for Palestine.
What was your reaction to Swarbrick being ejected because of her speech?
This is a shame on us, really, to treat her like this way, because what she did, like any human can do, after all what we are seeing happening in Gaza nowadays. So this is the minimum. So we are mad and we are proud of her and we appreciate whatever she's doing for our cause.
I know Swarbrick doesn't want to be the story. She wants Palestine to be the story. So can you talk a bit on to what's happening in Palestine at the moment?
Maybe the media or her opposition trying to point finger on her, on this is like as of her story, but it's not. It is the Palestine story. It is what's happening in Gaza nowadays. It is for the 681 days today for the genocide and ethnic cleansing. And what brings things worse now, it is the starving tactic Israel they are doing. So to block all the borders across for the humanitarian aid, and people now, literally, they are dying of starving. So it is not even the minimum, like a meal a day or a meal every 2 days. But no, there is some people with no meals for few days. So we reach to a level that people, they are dying now because of starving.
I want to talk a bit about Swarbrick's members' bill for Palestine, the Unlawful Occupation of Palestine Sanctions Bill. Only 6 of 68 government MPs are needed to pass this law. With this current government, how likely do you think it is to pass?
We know there is some few national MPs, they are considering this, and we have like a few campaigns from different pro-Palestinian groups across the country who is visiting the MPs, especially for the national MPs. They are sending them email, they are contacting them in person, they are requesting a meeting with them. We find out like maybe there is some of them, they sympathy, they supporting us, they might considering this. We know it's maybe the government guidelines to follow others, but this is definitely what we have to do now, or actually not to do now. This is what we supposed to do a while ago. But it is never too late to sanction Israel today.
The debate that Chloe was removed from was about New Zealand formally recognising a Palestinian state. We have already seen other countries like Australia, Canada, the UK and France announce their plans to recognise Palestine. What are the consequences of delaying this recognition more than we already have?
Unfortunately, the New Zealand government till now, they did not even commit to recognize Palestine as a state. So they still considering this, which is really a shame and embarrassing us as the New Zealanders that we are not part of the global movement in terms of recognize Palestine as a state. What is most important recognize Palestine as a state, it is not enough for what's happening in Palestine, especially in Gaza nowadays. Yes, it is good. It is a little bit late, but never too late. It is a small step. It is a baby step. But what we need to see, sanction Israel immediately. Sanction Israel now.
Alongside both recognizing a Palestinian state and supporting Swarbrick's members' bill for sanctions, what else would you like to see regarding the government's stance on Palestine?
We need a lot of things. Like, we demand, first of all, to New Zealand to push for humanitarian aid immediately. We need New Zealand to use their diplomatic relationship so they can allow more and more humanitarian aid to reach out to Gaza immediately. We need to stop any diplomatic relationship with Israel. We need to sanction Israel. We demand to expel the Israel ambassador from the country immediately. And the most important thing as well, to stop any economic relationship with Israel and stop the army aid with Israel. Like, we know, if you know, we referred the prime minister and another three ministers and two CEOs companies to the ICC because of their relationship in terms of the defense with Israel.
Swarbrick also spoke at a protest on Saturday for Palestine. Are these kind of protests going to continue?
Yes, we have been protesting in the country for the last 96 weeks. And definitely we are continuing this every single week. However, last Saturday was one of the biggest rallies across the country because of what's happening in Palestine, especially in Israel, and especially after Israel killed six of the Al Jazeera staff in Gaza. So we saw more and more people. We had a very big day Saturday across 27 centers in the country.
Those were all the questions I have. I just want to know, is there anything else you would like people to know about the current situation in Palestine and how we can respond?
It's getting from bad to worse, so we have to move now. We have to move fast because it is not about Gaza only. Gaza, it's the worst part of Palestine, but we see more escalation in West Bank. We see another escalation in Jerusalem. So we ask the people to join us. We ask the people to keep the pressure on the MBs so we can have another six MBs on this sanction bill. We demand the public to keep the pressure on the government to act now.
That was co-chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, Maher Nazel, on Chloe Swarbrick being kicked out of parliament for her speech on Palestine and the need for Aotearoa to take action for Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.